don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to have you back with us as always for another week. Hopefully you had a dirty one wherever you are out there in the world listening to us on this episode. And again, whether you're a player, a parent, do the right thing, be the right person, be a dirtbag. On the field, off the field, that's what it's all about, and you know it. So, again, thank you for listening. We do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So we're so happy to have you back, Nolan and myself, on tonight's episode. And I mean, it's loaded. We're not going to get too deep into anything, I don't think, because it's been so many highlights over the last week from all across the league, it seems. And we're going to try our best to cover them all, talk about them a little bit, what they mean to the game, what they mean to their teams, what they mean to playoff contention for some of the teams. Just a lot of exciting things going on from veterans to rookies to pitchers to hitters. It's all there. It's all there. Rookies, the veterans, like I said, it's an overwhelming week. So, again, in the zone early with your bat path helps keep you in the zone so you can hit through the ball on the outside, the middle, the inside. So, again, if you want to talk to me more about it, by all means, DM us on Facebook, Instagram, Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Contact me personally on email, Kirk@DirtbagBaseballNation.com. More than happy to talk about it, explain it, and help you understand it so you can get one for yourself and get it into your hitting training program. So, and of course, our always relevant, The Rope Trainer. Go to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Find out more. Everybody that bought one this week in the last few weeks or whatever, for investing in your health and doing the right thing for your child or yourself personally, if it is for you or your son or daughter, because it needs to be in their bag. It needs to be a part of their everyday equipment, a part of their everyday throwing program, because it is a self-training tool, and that's what's great about it. You don't need a coach. You don't need your parent. You just need you to be dedicated to being a better player at the end of the day. So sit back, get that favorite drink, settle in, because we're going to be right back here in a second, and we're ready to get after it and dirty.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Shantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Staples has big savings on everything for school or the office. Save on school essentials like notebooks, pens, and crayons. In stock and backed by Staples Price Match Guarantee. Save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now save even more with $10 off document printing when you spend $40 or more. Get everything for the office and classroom for less at Staples. Ends 9/30. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details. Price Match Guarantee in store only. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, we got a ton to talk about, so I'm out of the way. It's your turn, brother. Run with it.
Yeah, so obviously a lot of history was made over the past week. Julio Rodriguez, let's start it out with him. First player in MLB history to have 25 home runs, 25 stolen bases in his first two major league seasons. I mean, obviously very special talent. Seattle Mariners paying him a lot of money. I'd like to imagine Bobby Witt Jr. will soon also be on that list as well, just with the year that he's having as well. But that's not to take away from Julio Rodriguez and what he's been doing again. I mean, you're looking at a guy over the second half pretty much, like right since July 1st or post-All-Star break at the very least, he's just been on a different tear than how he was to start out the year. Like, all his numbers have just gone back up to a lot more in line with what his Rookie of the Year numbers were. And, I mean, ultimately, you're going to see them surpass him by the end of the season with the way that he's been swinging.
Yeah, no question, right? It's almost like he had the weight of the world coming into the season. He just couldn't get traction. He couldn't breathe. And all of a sudden, he got it figured out. He slowed the game down to put the numbers back in place where they deserve to be. And as everybody out there, Dirtbags, knows, look at what he's done for his team over the last month, right? Put them right in there, not only in the wild card hunt, but in the division hunt. So there you go. Great job. Great job out of a great young player.
Then we want to talk about Giancarlo Stanton. We'll talk about him more in the curtain call question side of it, but I just want to give him a shout out now. 400th career home run. Unfortunately, hasn't been able to stay healthy throughout the majority of his career, but still an incredible number, incredible player. Like I said, we're going to talk more about him in the curtain call questions, so we won't really dive into him too much, but we'll skip on to the next one. So, of course, you got Mr. Jose Altuve. First three innings, right? Three home runs last night. Unbelievable against Texas, man. And the craziest stat about it, or the craziest thing about it is, the fact that he did it before the 7, 8, 9 hitters came up for Texas. That's insane. He had three home runs in first three innings before the 7, 8, 9 hitters of Texas all came up to hit. The guy over the past two nights, four bombs, four consecutive innings, I believe it was, if I'm not mistaken. Like, just a great run that he's on right now, too. And I mean, man, like, all of a sudden back up to 16 home runs. I'd say the AL's second base silver slugger is pretty wide open compared to the National League. National League, it's probably a two-horse race. I'd say Nolan Gorman might get back in there, but either way, yeah, the American League, I'd say, is wide open. So Altuve, if he finishes hot down the stretch, he could win another silver slugger.
Well, and that's what I was going to point out, right? Like, we had talked about the hitting getting rolling a bit last week with the Astros and starting that. And I mean, I think both of us were thinking maybe Bregman, Tucker, McCormick doing well, Yainer Diaz down at the bottom, Alvarez coming back, right? And Alvarez coming back, but Altuve hadn't caught fire yet. So, you know, that's just another piece to the World Series champions, Astros. And they're in first place right now. So, again, it's still lots of ball left to play. But, I mean, Seattle's playing well. Astros playing well. Rangers not playing so well. But as far as Jose Altuve, you know what? Pretty impressive to watch. Pretty impressive feat. Good job.
Then you obviously got Shohei Ohtani. What was it? I think first Angel ever to have 40 home runs, 20 stolen bases in consecutive seasons. I think only the fifth player of all time to ever do that as well. Like, obviously the guy's supremely talented. Like we said, I mean, the unfortunate thing is he will more than likely end up needing Tommy John surgery if he ever wants to pitch again. Unless they go that, what is it, the special fusion route that they've tried out in the past for a few different players, and it seems to have mixed results. But I think realistically what they're going to do is put him under the knife in the off season. But yeah, no, you're looking at it, man. That guy obviously, unfortunately, won't make, I can't see him making now the $500 million contracts just because of the injury. But still, I mean, that guy, in terms of what he does offensively, hands down one of the best hitters on the planet. So he's still going to get his money worth in the off season.
Yeah, 100%. What I found interesting this week coming out of his camp was the fact his agent, they got all over the fact that, make no mistake about it, show he's going to be coming back as a pitcher and a hitter. They good for them, good for marketing, and want that pitcher painted for all the clubs, right? And so I can't blame them, though. He's already proven that he can do it. It's just, how do you execute it properly moving forward? I don't know. Time will tell. But 40-plus home runs, 20 steals, still a month left. He has been hurting a little bit lately, so it'll be interesting to see what this month looks like for him. But at the end of the day, Mr. Ohtani, you're still one of the, well, the unicorn, as you like to call him, Nolan.
Now let's talk about the Martian. Mr. Jason Dominguez comes up, first game, home run. Third game,
first at bat,
give me a slider inside, and I will destroy it. After Aaron Judge got screwed on a strikeout, too, man. I don't know if anybody saw that game or not. That was a good series between Houston and the Yankees. But, yeah, so Judge comes up. Judge strikes out on a very questionable, very, very questionable, and by questionable, I mean it was a terrible call by the umpire. But, yeah, no, so basically, I mean, Judge gets screwed, first pitch, slider inside, and Jason Dominguez did not miss it. Yanks it down the line, 359. Like, this dude, man, I'm telling you, he's special. Obviously, everybody, I think, that knows of his legend throughout the minor leagues and everything like that, and even his first scouting comp, right? His first scouting comp, of course, comes out. It was Mickey Mantle, Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey Jr., Mike Trout, whoever you want to call him. Basically, they were like, yeah, this dude's a surefire Hall of Famer. And, I mean, obviously, it's way too early to tell into a player's career. But once you're looking at him on the TV and you realize how thick he is, like, he's not a big dude. He's only, what, 5'9", 5'10"? But
I think that's
dude
what it
is built like a brick. Holy, obviously, I can't say the last couple words there. But he is built like a brick. Like, he is a big son of a gun. And, yeah, no, man, just a very easy swing. Guy looks like a good player so far. Obviously this year you're seeing more and more rookies that have been called up, and obviously with this being the last 45 days of the season where it won't count into their service time, team like the Yankees, why not call him up? I mean, the Yankees, they've already called up what, three or four of their top prospects over the past couple of weeks, basically just to get them that feeler into the major leagues. Obviously Volpe's been up with them the whole year, but yeah, I mean, so far he's been the one consistent rookie that we've seen throughout that Yankees lineup. Obviously, outside of Volpe.
Yeah, and I just want to talk about that quick. Obviously, if you're a Yankees fan out there from the New York area and stuff like that, you saw all the papers. You saw all the writers and the commentators, and they were all over the Yankees for making the Jason Dominguez a couple of weeks ago leading up to this? You know, why are you bringing them? And you're only bringing them to get the re-energized fan base so you can up the ticket price and the this and the that. You're right. You're right. I agree with them. I have no problem agreeing with them. But like we also say, Nolan, all the time, and Dirtbags, you know it. I think what's unique about it is we're just not used to seeing the New York Yankees have to do it in September. And like you said, not just the Martian, but three of the other ones. But you know what? Volpe's been up there all year. They took him out of training camp. He's been up there all year. And what is he? He's got 20-20 now at the end of the year. Little, and he's going to have over that. So, you know what? Get over the uniqueness that it's the Yankees that are doing it and just live with the reality that the veterans just didn't work. They didn't get the job done. So how long are you going to sit on these potentially stud rookies, stud minor leaguers, and not bring them up? I think you're stupid to it. It's almost the same idea as the Angels not looking to trade Shohei Ohtani. Forget about it. You guys all know that we said to do that July 1st, and it didn't happen. Well, you know what? Eventually, the Yankees just have to do this, and they are doing it because the last time they did that in the mid-90s, they went on with the tandem that brought, what, four more World Series to that franchise. So,
well, hey, some brought five.
Good for them. You're exactly right. Some brought five. Great call. So, do you not think that's kind of the uniqueness of this situation, is just that the New York fans, the Yankee fans, just aren't used to seeing it?
Hey, that's just it, man. If your team's out of the hunt, you might as well call up your young bucks and get them at bats now. Look at how Mike Trout panned out his first time getting called up. He was terrible. He ended up being pretty good. We'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, I know you got a couple more highlights that you want to talk about from the past week. So before we move on to the team concept in this segment, so keep getting after it, brother.
Yeah, it seems like the National League Cy Young, in my opinion, has come down to a two-horse race. I know that there's some other guys in there, but let's be honest, man. Justin Steele, Blake Snell, they got to be leading the horse. Like, those dudes, two fantastic seasons. Justin Steele got his 16th win of the season, leading the National League in that. Struck out a career-high 12, went eight innings against the Giants there the other day. So just to talk about Steele, he's first for wins in the National League, second for ERA, first for home runs per nine, third for WAR, and eighth for WHIP. I mean, this dude, he's had a fantastic year. Obviously, Blake Snell, the numbers are there too. Blake Snell, man, it's real funny when you break down his numbers. Like, his numbers don't make sense for him to be as good as he is this year. But Justin Steele, I mean, man, he's been the whole package this year for the Chicago Cubs. He had another fantastic game there the other day. Then I also want to talk about Royce Lewis, obviously. Guy can't miss with the bases loaded right now. Three grand slams in, what, 8 days? Like, those guys, man, I mean, the past week that they had, obviously, fantastic. Trey Turner, another guy who this past week, I mean, you can just tell over the past 15 games, he's got 10 bombs, 23 RBIs, hitting 340 with like a 1,300 OPS or something like that. Like, these guys right now, they're trying to force their hands into the playoffs, man. They're trying to put the teams on their back, and I respect them.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Crazy. 3 grand slams, 8 days. Like, that's just a good week and a day of baseball. I don't care who you are. I mean, and it's even that much sweeter, like you just said, of when you're leading your division and you're playing teams that you have to just run away from to win the division. So Royce Lewis, man, you got to be happy you're on a field again. Byron Buxton, it'd be nice to have you on a field of the Twins or whatever, finally, and that. I don't know if they'll ever get him fully corrected in that lineup or not. Hopefully they do so they can have a playoff run. But, hey, good stuff. Good stuff. So I know you wanted to touch on the Cincinnati Reds as a team, Nolan. So what do you got with what's the update with them? What are you hearing on that with the COVID?
Yeah, so right now, four players have been placed on the COVID list for the Cincinnati Reds. All four of them have been pitchers so far. The biggest name, I mean, Hunter Green, he's been out for pretty much all of the year anyways. But left-hander Brandon Williamson was the latest one to test positive. The other two are Fernando Cruz and Ben Lively. So basically, right now, it's kind of just wait and see. But, I mean, obviously, there's been talk about this new wave that's going to start hitting people and everything like that. You're hoping that it doesn't come until after the baseball season. Like, just get us through the season. Don't postpone the playoffs. Don't do anything fancy like that or funny like that. Sorry. Let us get through this and then worry about it in the off season. Right. But I mean, still, it's one of those ones where, obviously it's serious with the amount of health repercussions and everything like that that people have had in the past. And obviously some people never fully recovered. Obviously, I mean, like, different sport. Jonathan Toews, he's the prime example that comes to my mind when I think about it, but he's had long-term effects from it where he basically had to retire, with air quotations around it, from hockey because he can no longer play. So, I mean, it is a serious thing. It's nothing to joke about, but still, yeah, it's like, okay, we're almost there. Get us through the end of the season, and then, yeah, let it come if it's going to come.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Let's keep our fingers crossed, because what an amazing season it's been. We all know that, Dirtbag Nation. Who would want to lose out on this right now at this time of year and stuff like that? So, yeah, the bottom line is fingers crossed. So before I move forward, Nolan, with some teams that we think might be upsetters, spoilers over the rest of the month, going into the playoffs. I do want to give a quiet little subtle shout out to, and it happens to be a Blue Jay or whatever, and that's, so Blue Jay fans out there, you know what, we promote them, we rip on them, we do a bit of everything with them, but yeah, season position Bassett goes ahead last night, the A's, throws his ninth start of at least six scoreless innings, most in the majors this season, and happens to be tied with Roger Clemens from 1997 for the most starts in a single season in franchise history. That's pretty impressive. It's a quiet little thing, but when we're talking about a team that's fighting for the wild card, fighting still, as Nolan and I talk about, and I think a lot of fans out there that are listening, that are Blue Jays fans, still, let's be honest, looking for what is their real identity? Because they still haven't. Yes, it's Bo. Yes, it's Vladdy. Yes, it's, wow, World Series lineup. But what are the Blue Jays? Those types of quality starts out of a guy like there, and a guy you signed in the offseason on a free agent acquisition, that's what you hope for. That's a real quiet radar thing, but that's the little thing that if he keeps that running, moving out the rest of this season, that could be the difference maker between putting them in and having them out. So a little shout out to Chris Bassett as well. That's a pretty good accomplishment.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who over the past, 4 years basically, has really turned around his career. His last couple of years with Oakland, and then obviously the year with the Mets, and then this year with the Jays. I mean, the way that it started out when he played the Cardinals there in the opening series, it was like, holy heck, what are we signing this guy for? And now all of a sudden it's like, okay, this is why we signed this guy. He slid in perfectly as a number two, number three guy there, however you want to call him. Even the whole Jays rotation has honestly been fantastic this year. Like, sure, they've had blips on the road, but overall, man, you're looking at it like Kikuchi, for a guy that was on his last leg pretty much with the Jays, like, he had a great year. Ryu, even coming back, he's done good enough. Obviously Gausman, he's had a couple hiccups, but for the most part he's been right there with the AL Cy Young talk all year. Berrios even coming back to how he was when he was on the Minnesota Twins, man. Like I said, like, they've just had a good rotation from the start of the year until now.
Yeah, for sure they do. You hit the nail on the head. The rotation might be the most consistent thing on that team all season, for sure. So other than Alex Manoah not getting it done, but the rest of the guys picked it up, done it well. And if they're going to get into that wild card, they got to keep doing it. They really have to keep doing it. Right now, it seems to be them for sure. So let's move on, Nolan. We got 4 minutes. Let's talk about some of the teams that could be spoilers coming down the stretch. One I want to top off with, you're not happy. Well, they both happen to be from New York. So who do you want to start with? You want to start with the Mets? You want to start with the Yankees? Obviously, any fans out there that are fans of the Yankees or the Mets, this isn't what spoilers are always nice for some last minute entertainment, but at the end of the day, you don't want them to be spoilers. You want them to be in the playoffs.
Well, especially
especially for
the payroll that they had. I mean, you can put the San Diego Padres in that same category. Like, realistically, all three of them are spoilers. I mean, obviously the New York teams are a lot more spoiler than the San Diego Padres right now. But, like, the Mets, I mean, realistically, you're just hoping that the Pete Alonso situation doesn't blow up in their face, because you're hearing more and more reports saying that there's a good chance that he could be traded in the offseason due to internal issues, right? So you're like, well, what the heck is this? This isn't the way that I want to end my year, especially considering Frankie Lindor is still signed for massive amounts of money over, the next 10 years, 9 years, something like that, however long he's got left on his contract. So, I mean, the Mets are in a lot bigger of a rebuild than the Yankees. At least the Yankees, they got some good prospects, and the Yankees are doing it right. Like we talked about in the first segment, they're bringing up all their young bucks and letting them play. And that's all you can do at this point in time. Obviously, you play spoiler to play spoiler, but at the same time, you're calling up these young kids to get the major league at-bats. Like, Ronnie Mauricio, obviously the new New York Mets, I guess, shortstop of the future with air quotations around that. I think he's going to be second base, maybe third base for him. To be determined on what position he actually plays with Frankie Lindor at shortstop. But like the Mets don't have a lot of big time prospects that they can call up. Obviously, Alvarez has been up all year for them and he's done his part for the catcher. But overall, man, like the Mets just don't have those guys that you can really rely on to come up right now and be major league ready prospects. So that's why I'm saying the Yankees, at least they're doing it right. They're playing the spoiler rule, yeah, but they're getting their young kids that experience.
Yeah, and they got the Yankees got 10 games remaining against the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. So that's and they're also going to face the Diamondbacks and NL leading Brewers for 3 games each at Yankee Stadium. So you know what? They got the potential to end on a high note. There's no question about it. The Mets, it looks like, what do they got coming home? Beginning on September 11th, they're going to enter a 20-game season-ending stretch that features against 4 clubs in the NL wild card. D-backs, Reds, Marlins, and Phillies. And right now, New York is 13-6 against that quartet. So, you know what? Pay attention. They could do some damage coming home. You mentioned it before, San Diego. Before we get there, we only have a minute and 10 on them, but St. Louis Cardinals. Now, I realize winning in Atlanta right now or whatever, and that, you're not doing much damage to Atlanta, right? Doesn't hurt if you beat them or you don't beat them. But with Jordan Walker or your Nolan Gorman are starting to settle in and look really good and stuff like that. The bottom line is they've got games going 13 games against the Brewers 7 and the Reds for 6. These are big games that they can make a statement going into next year and still do some damage. So thoughts?
Yeah, we better win at least 50% of those games. Now I get that the math's not possible there, but still, I'm just saying, like, you got to go 7-6 against those teams. As much as I hate to see the Cubs get into the playoffs, well, any of those teams, honestly speaking, like, I mean, realistically, the Cardinals have just had such a bad year that I think if they finish 7-6 against those teams, at least it's a high note to end the year. Yeah, we'll pick this up right after the break, Dirtbags.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before we get going to the curtain call, we do want to wrap up just a couple more spoiler potential teams just for me, Nolan, to pop up in my mind or whatever, and that all different levels, all different varieties, and Pittsburgh Pirates. They still got a few coming home against the Central, similar a little bit to the Cardinals, but they also got the Marlins with the wild card implications as well. So they got the Reds, you know what? They got the Cubs obviously and stuff like that. Do you think they can do any damage?
I mean, like realistically, yeah, but at the same time, losing Andrew McCutchen for the rest of the season hurts them. Got a partially torn tendon in his Achilles. So he's obviously done for the year. He'll need surgery. I mean, realistically, that guy's he is the life of the Pirates, right? So losing a guy like that, it's not an easy task for them to fill. But as long as they kind of go about 5-8, just play spoiler in those right games, right, in that right moment, then it'll be nice, right? Then that way, at least, yeah, they can take a couple of games, knock a couple of teams off. But, I mean, right now, the way that the Marlins are playing, man, it's a good team. So, I don't know, like, the NL wildcard, it's going to come right down to it. That's the way that I look at it. So those NL wildcard teams, they need to beat up on those lesser teams like the Cardinals, like the Pirates, like the Mets, right? But time to tell.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one for sure. So what, and again, this one I have a lot of trouble with, but and I don't know what they can do, but Los Angeles Angels. They already lose Ohtani on the pitching side. Looks like he's maybe going to be down for the count on the hitting side, too. You hear the oblique name come up or whatever, and that's never good, as we all know. So I don't know what they're capable of doing and spoiling or not. But the young Nolan Chenuel looks good. He's holding his own. He's hit at the top of that lineup as a, 28-game minor league draft pick of 2023. So exciting stuff for him or whatever and that, but do you think the seasoned veterans can have enough pride up there to do some spoiled damage?
No. Honestly, no, I don't. I was going to say yes, but realistically, with the amount of guys that were just claimed off of waivers and everything like that by other teams, I can't see them being a legitimate spoiler down the stretch. Like, their lineup isn't deep enough anymore. Their pitching staff isn't deep enough anymore. Like, yeah, Tyler Anderson can play spoiler a few games here and there, but you're looking at that overall lineup, and it's like, man, it's not even remotely close to the same lineup. There's no one up and down that lineup that scares you if Ohtani is forced to miss time.
Yeah, there's no question about it. What is interesting, though, is You hit the nail on the head. Can they take series sweeps or win series? No, I don't believe they can either or whatever in that. But they have 3-game matchups versus the Mariners and the Rangers. Nothing with the Astros, but the Mariners and the Rangers. And how tight that is for the division title, even winning one of those games could make a big difference, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no, like that's just it. The Mariners and the Rangers, the pair of them, they're similar matchups are basically all aligned, right? So I think they got another 6 games against each other, and then it's either 6 or 7 against each other, and then yeah, just a couple more matchups against teams in their division that basically both of them are sharing series against still. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Obviously the Astros kind of had the leg up because they don't have too many more games against either of those teams left down the stretch, but either way, no, it'll be a great final stretch run for those AL West teams trying to compete for that final spot.
For sure, for sure. And the last one before we move on to the curtain call questions or whatever, and that, and this I'm just throwing it out there, is San Diego Padres. Are they, to me, they're at playing for pride time. I just don't think there's a way to get back into the wild card. Unless they go on one of those unforeseen winning streaks. And we just haven't seen it. So is it playing for pride time for the San Diego Padres?
Playing for Bob Melvin's career.
Yeah.
Bob Melvin, I'd say, is on the hot seat now because he was given a 2-year window to win with that team. And you're looking at that lineup, man. There was no reason for that team not to be more competitive than what they were the past couple of years in the National League. And, like, that's no disrespect because last year, I mean, they were half decent. But still, even this year, you're just looking at it and you're like, well, there was nothing. There was nothing, like, there was no stretch run where they just went on. They just sheerly dominated teams, right? So, I mean, you're looking at it. Juan Soto, all of a sudden, he's going to become huge trade interest in the offseason. Josh Hader, I believe, is a free agent in the offseason. Blake Snell, obviously, a free agent in the offseason. Like, they can't have money to keep on spending on all these players. They've tried that theory, and it sure as heck didn't work. You look at the three highest-paying teams this year. None of them are even remotely close to the playoffs. Right, so you can call it pride if you want to call it that. Do I believe that they can play a spoiler role? Absolutely. The lineup's deep enough. They still got enough guys in that pitching staff that could throw together a win or two very easily. But overall, man, like I don't know what the heck happened to the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, sheer disappointment all the way around from ownership to. Certainly should be the player, but it doesn't even look like the players, to be quite honest with you. When I watch them play, it's like I hate to say it, but it's like they don't care whether they win or lose. And that's so wrong in professional sports. It's easy to, if they were asked, oh yeah, this is who likes to lose and this and that. I don't know. You should be embarrassed. You should go up there and you should just be honest. Like we always talk about, ace mindset, accountable, committed, commitment, and effort.
Well, and here's the real kicker of the whole thing, right? Manny Machado is the only one to show emotion, like that has been caught showing emotion in the dugout, in the clubhouse, right? And he gets ostracized because of it. And you're just like, why the heck would anybody ever ostracize Manny Machado for showing emotion with a team like that?
Yeah.
Like that is just backwards broadcasting, backwards sports commentating, backwards whatever you want to call it. Like this guy has literally put his heart and soul into the San Diego Padres, man. He was the first guy to come there post Will Myers, obviously. Like Will Myers was technically the first one, but Will Myers is no longer there. And, so now I'm saying Manny Machado is the first one there, but.
Well, and Eric Hosmer.
Well, yeah, but Hosmer's not there either. So, yeah, either way, jumping back into it, man, you're like, okay, Manny Machado was like the first guy here. He was there before the rest of them. He should be the one that is captain of that team. He should be the one showing pride, man. The rest of these guys, they should hop on board with him. Like, way too talented of a team. But like you said, man, it just seems like too many guys in that roster are just, hey, you know what? I'm making $30 million. I don't need to show up. My check's still here. Like, it's terrible.
Yep. I'll let Bob Melvin get fired and management get fired and that, and I'll still be here. One of those attitudes. Yeah. So, and it's funny to hear you say Machado, because Machado was ostracized before that for not having the right emotion. Acted like he didn't care, right? No, at the Dodgers after the Orioles went. And so it's funny to hear that. So, but we're going to carry on. We got some good curtain call discussions to try to get through and stuff like that before the end of the episode, Dirtbags. So, Nolan, you brought it up at the first of the episode, first of tonight's show. Mr. Stanton, he's at 400 home runs. And I got to be honest, when I saw it or whatever and that, it's amazing how it gets away from you. But because of the injuries year after year after year after year after year, one, it was amazing that he's at 400. And two, it was like, I almost forgot about the guy. Here's my question, and here's the question that came in. Even if he got to 500, is he a Hall of Famer?
See, that he might be the first player not tainted to steroids to hit 500 home runs that won't be in the Hall of Fame. That's my opinion, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, hey, the guy is a fantastic player when healthy. obviously not to the same extent as when he was younger in Miami and winning gold gloves and everything like that. And I think even in his first year in New York, if I'm not mistaken, he won a gold glove in right field. But yeah, no, like you're looking at him, man. You're just like, well, I can't say Stanton is a Hall of Famer. You break down his stats and you break down the amount of games that he actually played and everything like that. He's definitely on the fence, especially if he gets to 500. Because that was always the argument was, okay, if you get to 500 home runs, you're a lock for the Hall of Fame. I can't say without a shred of doubt that this guy is a Hall of Famer.
For me personally, no, just because of what you said there. I just don't think he's going to end up with a long career, but the way it's turned out is because his contract was so long. You know, yes, the numbers maybe get there, but the rest, the outsideness necessary facts, they're just not going to be there for me unless all of a sudden he's around and happens to play year after year after year with a Yankees team that wins World Series in the next 4 or 5 years. And he just doesn't have that time left for me. So, no. Marlins, here it just came in, Nolan. This could be postseason catastrophe.
Alcantara?
Just put on Alcantara and Solaire on the IL.
Solaire went as well. What do they do for the wild cards? I didn't know Solaire was going as well. I saw Alcantara as we were starting up the podcast.
Oh. Alcantara for the forearm, Solaire oblique.
I mean, to be fair, Alcantara has not been Alcantara last year.
Miami's
got a lot of pitching depth. I think that that's an overcomable injury, although it hurts on the surface level, losing your ace. Solaire, though, that's the big one. Solaire, I get that he's just DH. I get that he's not the Jorge Soler of a couple years ago when he was in Kansas City where he had, well, I guess that was 5 years ago now almost, where he had 49 home runs or something like that. I mean, that one just sucks, though, because he's right in the middle of that order. He's the guy that obviously the pitchers are fearing. Now, obviously, the accusations of Josh Bell and Jake Berger have been huge for them. You're looking at it, they went from 27th in WRC Plus to 3rd in WRC Plus since they first started playing together on August the 2nd. They've added an immense amount of power into that lineup, but I mean, still, Solaire was that guy in the lineup, right? He was the guy that you had to fear. Obviously, Josh Chisholm's back; he's healthy right now. That's a ticking time bomb, honestly, with the way that his year's been. So, as long as they can stay healthy, yes, I think they have a shot. But with both of those guys going on the IL, I mean, it definitely hurts their chances.
Quickly, very quickly, we're under a minute. Hot rookies on a playoff contending teams. Does it help get in a yes or a no answer? Davis Schneider, infielder, outfielder with the Blue Jays. Unbelievable month.
Yes.
Gunnar Henderson.
Yes.
Yiner Diaz, catchers with the Astros.
No.
Here's a good one. Javier Assad, right-handed pitcher, Chicago Cubs.
No.
Royce Lewis, third base, Twins.
Yes.
Here you go. Tough one for you. Corbin Carroll, outfielder, D-backs.
No.
And the last one, Nolan, Tristan Cassis, first base, Boston Red Sox.
Nope.
There you have it, Dirtbags. Thanks for sending in your curtain call questions. We'll be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hi, welcome back. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, I don't know how Philadelphia Phillies fans are going to feel about this one. Bryce Harper shaved his beard. Personally speaking, I don't like it. I don't like it, man. I think it's bad karma, bad juju. He's in a cold streak right now, but the team's hot. You don't mess with a hot team. If the team is winning, the beard is staying. The team right now is winning. Trey Turner is hot. The rest of the team is hot. That might be a move that bites the Phillies in the butt. I hope it doesn't. But Bryce Harper, man, you shaved that beard. It's a bold call, buddy. Bold call.
100%, man. I don't even, I'm afraid to look it up now just to see what he looks like. Wow. I don't know if I've ever seen him clean face. I can't even remember it. I'm sure I have, but anyways, whatever. That's, hey, like you said, time's going to tell on that one real quick. So he's going to get hammered on, or he's going to get a lot of brotherly love in the brotherly city. So, hey, bold move, good move. Love that for your final thought. Dirtbags, you know we love you. We can't do it without you. We do it for you every day, all day. You want questions answered on training. You want questions answered on the rope trainer. You want questions answered on Rip Grip Pro Training Hitting Aid. Contact us. DM me or Nolan at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. Contact me directly. Email Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We will go through anything and everything, whether you are a player, a parent, a coach. You have our promise. You have our guarantee. It is what we do. It is who we are. And you know it. You know it. There's only one way to be, and that is a dirtbag. On the field, off the field, every day, all day. Wherever you are out there listening right now, have a fantastic week. If you're playing in some finals of baseball, good luck to you. I know I've got 2 weeks remaining here in France of coaching for this season. I know I'm going to get after it. I know I'm going to encourage my team to get after it. I know Nolan and Braden, they're about to start the championship series tonight back home. I wish I was there. I wish I could be a part of it, but I'll live through it through Messenger, thank God. I wish them nothing but the best of luck. And as we say, it always goes too quick. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please share it. Nolan, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.